Hey there, everyone. I saw this curious questionnaire that some people have been doing, so I thought I would do it too. And before I started recording this, I was very, very sleepy. Decided to record before I go to bed, like usual. And as I got up to turn the light off in my room, I was walking back in the room to the bed. I banged my toe on something I had over by the door. Really, really hard. So, not as sleepy as I was. It did not feel good. But anyway, on to the questionnaire. It's a fairly short one, but if you've listened to my audios before, you know, that does not mean anything. We might be here for hours. It's only 7 questions. But first question. What is a fond memory you have of your first romance / crush? For this, I will say for this questionnaire, I did look over the questions beforehand. So when I saw this one, I actually had to think back to like my first boyfriend and think of something sweet that he did without prompting from me. Let's see, wasn't the most spontaneous, I guess, of people with romantic stuff. But after we had dated for, I want to say like a year or so, he got me a promise ring. Very cute, I know. And it was for Christmas, and I remember going to his house before a couple days before Christmas, because we were actually going to spend Christmas with my sister, who lived in Florida at the time, my parents and I. So I was going to be out of town for Christmas, and so I remember when I came by, I drove over there, and he took my keys or something like that, like playfully took my keys and like ran outside like he was gonna leave or something. And I was just like, yeah, whatever. So I stayed in the house. I was like, he's not gonna do anything. He's not actually gonna leave my car, because whatever. And I mean, I didn't know what he was doing, but you can probably guess. But anyway, he put the little ring box in my glove compartment. So I was talking to him, I think it was like Christmas Eve, I think, and he was like, oh, well, I guess you gotta, or he asked if I wanted my present, a Christmas present, and I was like, well, yeah, but, you know, I'm gonna have to wait till I get back to get it, because obviously I'm here. And he was like, well, go out to your car and look in the glove compartment. And at first I thought he was joking. And I was like, you just want me to go outside? I'm just going to look dumb. And so I eventually went out there, and then I saw the little ring box, and I thought that was pretty cute. So that was a fond memory of, I guess, my first romance. Next question. What is your favorite thing that you can see from where you are right now, and tell me why? Well, actually, it is dark in my room right now, so I can't see much. But since I already read the question and I looked around my room earlier, I already have an answer prepared. I have a pair of onesie, feety pajamas, whatever you want to call them, that have Eeyore on them. And they're purple, which is awesome. So that is within sight, and also I have a Snuggie that is Gurr from Invader Zim, and if you know who that is, you're awesome. So those are probably my two favorite things in my room from that I can kind of see, well, if the light was on, but without getting up. If I had unpacked from my last trip, which I still haven't, which is a bad habit of mine, I probably would have said it was the picture that I got made of myself and my grandmother when I was like five. I think about how old I was. I had a birthday party at her house, so it's like the only picture I have of us two together. And I saw a Groupon for a photo that you could get made like on a piece of slate, which is basically a rock, kind of. So it's like a flat square shaped rock thing, but you can get the photo printed on there. So I got that made, and it's not in my room, it's usually on my windowsill. But I had took it last time I went home. I took it home to show my parents, because I had just gotten it made. And yeah, my dad tried to steal it. He liked it, and it was the grandmother I'm talking about is his mom. So I had to make sure I wrapped it up and brought it safely back home. But I still haven't gotten it out of my bag, so it's not in here. I guess I was supposed to tell you why those were my favorite things. Well, I guess you can guess about the picture, but the onesie is awesome because it's a onesie. I mean, it's an adult-sized onesie. It's very warm, too. So when it gets really cold, I like to put that on and hang it in my house because I'm an adult. And the Gur Snuggie. I just like Gur. I like Invader Zim. And it has, like, a hood on it. And I always thought Snuggies were stupid until somebody bought me one. I have two, actually. And they are really warm and awesome. You might feel stupid wearing it, but you will be warm and toasty. So, yeah. Tell me a silly story about yourself that you would tell me if we were hanging out. I had to think about this one because I have stories that are funny, I think, but most of the time when I tell them to someone who hasn't heard them before, it's because we were talking about something that reminded me of it, or, you know, something came up and it reminds me of it. So I couldn't really think of one off the top of my head. Well, I did think of one, but it's not very, it's funny now. Probably wasn't very funny at the time, but when I was really, really young, like 3, 4, something like that, I found a key, and I feel like I've told this story before on here, but maybe not, maybe I just told it to people, but I found a key, and I was going around the house playing and going to all of the doors and trying to put the key in there because I wanted to see what it unlocked and stuff. And then I saw the electrical outlet. You can probably put two and two together. I figured out that I put the key in the electrical outlet. And it was probably not a good decision. So I basically electrocuted myself. And I don't remember it like hurting or anything. I just remember like putting the key in there, like seconds before putting in there. And then I just remember, right after, I just, like, ran back down the hall to the den where my brother and sister were. And I remember trying to describe to my brother what happened. And he just started, like, he bust out, like, he was laughing so hard. And then my sister came in, and she was like, "What? Wait, okay, no, tell me what happened." And so I told her, and she started laughing, too. I didn't understand what was so funny. I don't remember what I said, but apparently it was hilarious. But that's a story that gets told a lot in my family. And my fingers apparently were black, like half my hand was black, and I didn't get taken to the hospital because excellent parents. I guess they were like, yeah, she's had millions of volts of electricity flow through her body. She's like 3. She'll probably be all right. She just needs a nap and a juice cup. So there's that. And then for years after that, I used to be wary, let's just say, of that electrical outlet. Like, any other one in the house didn't really care. But that one, like, when I had to walk down the hall past it, when I would get close to it, I would get really, really scared. So I would run past it because I thought that it was gonna, like the electricity was gonna jump out and get me. So, yeah. Like I said, it's funny to me now. It's kind of a sad story, I guess. Electrocution. Awesome. It's probably why my handwriting is so awful, honestly. That's what I blame it on. Favorite nickname, how you got it and why you like it. I honestly don't have the nicknames. I never really get them, and if I do get them, they don't stick for very long. I mean, it's not really a nickname, but my dad calls me by my middle name, and he's like the only person who does that, and I don't know why he does. But I guess it's almost like a nickname, but not really, because it's my name, but it's just not a name everyone calls me. Can I think of any nicknames? Think of many. Like I said, they don't stick very long. Least favorite nickname. How did you get it and why do you hate it? My first name is the same name as a famous singer, and I get the like a joke with her name a lot, and I don't hate it, and it's not really a nickname, but it's just annoying because everybody who says it to me thinks. I think they think that they're the first person to think of that joke. And I'm just like, ha, 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 ha. Shut up. It's not funny. So, yeah, that's annoying. And when people call me, is it a name that's similar to mine, but it's not my name? And a lot of people call me that other name. Because I don't know why. Like, I was telling somebody about this like last week. I had to send some emails for work, and I typed my name at the bottom of the email, and this person responded to my email and called me that other name. That is not my name. That they could have glanced down and looked and said, "Oh, this is her name. Let me just type that in." And I was like, if I say my name out loud, I can maybe see you not hearing me correctly and thinking that I said something else, but it was written. So I was annoyed by that. Oh, yeah. Annoying. What is the most illegal thing you've done? Did you get caught? How did you make your getaway? Other than downloading copious amounts of movies, on the internet, I mean, legally purchasing copious amounts of movies. Can't really think of too much I've done that's illegal, to be honest. I sped in my car, not too much. Like, I think I did 110 one time in the slow lane on the highway. Well, on the interstate, same difference. Because nobody was around. It was for like 3 seconds, and I was like, okay, I'm going too fast. Let me slow down. Trying to think, there's something that's illegal that I've done. Other than purchasing things that quote unquote have fallen off of a truck. Which, I guess if you don't know what that means, Google it. It's probably on the internet somewhere. Yeah, I haven't really done much illegal things. So, guess I'm boring. Last question. Tell me about a childhood friend who you've since lost touch with. Why do you still think of him or it? What do you remember best about them? Do you wish them well or ill? Now, then a present life for them, from what you know. The person I thought about when I read the question was my friend who my friend from first grade through middle school, and she was Vietnamese. Well, she is Vietnamese. I assume she still is. But she moved away after middle school, so that's how we lost touch. But back when I was on Facebook, I was kind of, well, this was like 2 years ago that I was on Facebook, so even so years before that when I was still actually active on there, I saw that she had, of course, went to college, and that she had, I think she had a master's degree in education. I know she's a teacher, or she was at the time, so I assume that she's still doing that. And if all my other friends are any indication, she's probably engaged, married, and or has children, or is pregnant, because that seems to be the theme. And yeah. Why do I still think of it? I don't know. From time to time, I'll think about, something that we did, or like around Halloween, I always think about her, because I remember the last time I went trick or treating was with her and another one of my friends that I've lost touch with. But we went to, I guess, the fancier side of town. And we got so much candy because a lot of people, I guess, were too lazy or too busy or just didn't feel like being bothered with actually handing out candy. So they would just put like a bowl of candy out. And so, of course, we call those jackpots because we just divided the bowl up between ourselves. And it was, there weren't really any other kids out trick or treating in that neighborhood. So we pretty much, got all of the candy that was there. And we went to the one house. We just stopped at one house. And the lady was so happy that we stopped there because she says she always, puts up decorations and stuff for Halloween and she never gets any trick-or-treaters. So since she was so excited that somebody actually came, she gave us all the candy that she had, which was pretty awesome. So we had so much candy that night. We had to, I think we asked somebody at one of the houses if they had, like basically grocery bags or like Walmart, like if they had extra. We had so much that our bags were full, so we had to like dump all our candy out. I think we might have had like some pillowcases or something in the trunk, and I think we dumped all our candy out so that we could keep trick or treating. So we got like a ridiculous amount of candy that Halloween. But yeah, I think about, a lot of people I've lost touch with from time to time, wonder what they're doing. Another friend I've lost touch with, I lost touch with a lot of my friends, but she, as far as I know or knew, she is living in New York and works for a bridal magazine. So I think she's still doing that, as far as I know. So that's probably pretty awesome. Yeah, I don't wish any of them ill will. Hope they're all happy and doing great things with their lives and whatnot. Including the one, the boy that I talked about in my other audio who kissed me and I punched him. I hope he's doing good things too. I guess that should have been the silly story I told about myself, but I did. Well, I'll tell it again. I'll tell a shorter version. In kindergarten, well, I wasn't in kindergarten. I had to go to kindergarten classes for math and for reading. Well, I was in first grade because I was a little behind. And so me and another little boy had to go for those two times. And he kept annoying me one day and kept tapping me and trying to get my attention. And one time when he tapped me and got my attention, he kissed me and I punched him. And then there were rumors going around. This, I guess he told people because I didn't tell anybody. But there were rumors going around that my friends told me about that he kissed me. Like we were basically like making out behind some tree somewhere. Something. Like at recess, and I was like, that's not even what happened. So, yeah, I guess that's a cute story or a silly story. Oh well, bonus story. And with that, I think I will go to sleep. 21 minutes. Always with the rambling with me. Anyway, as usual, if you made it this far, I hope you enjoyed. And I will probably talk to you all soon.